Every Facebook Live video starts with a greeting from Greg Johnson.
Hey, bonjour.
The Lac-de-Flambeau artist then prepares his tools while sitting at his kitchen table. Viewers follow along from their homes. Each has received a package of the materials needed to make traditional Ojibwe moccasins. Johnson is about to walk them through each step.
And I find the true center of that pattern. Okay.
Drawing patterns, stitching, beadwork, they're all done deliberately and with care.
You see that? I'm going to trim it at an angle. That's usually what I do.
It takes patience, hours of work over several videos, to complete each pair of moccasins.
So I trim this here, cut that thread off.
Each is beautifully made, resplendent with color, handiwork, and precision.
And there we have it.
Johnson tells his students using traditional materials and traditional methods for moccasins, baskets, and other crafts honors their ancestors.
Making moccasins is important to do your stitching right and everything proper. We have a responsibility to do things just as good, if not better, than the way the old people did a long time ago.
Normally, Johnson travels often from his Lac-de-Flambeau home, visiting several states in Canada to share his knowledge. COVID-19 halted that, but he told me sending out materials kits and hosting craft-making sessions online was a perfect fit.
When this hit, it was like, that was the answer for everything, you know. You could teach people remotely, and that's what we did.
Ojibwe people, says Johnson, have learned to endure cold winters, pandemics, and social isolation over the centuries. They developed ways to cope, something so many of us are now craving.
I think long ago, the arts and crafts, they kept our people going stir crazy, you know. Our culture was definitely there for us. It's almost like insurance for bad times.
Now, connected by the internet and a need for hope in the middle of a cold winter, Native arts are blossoming.
It's almost like a renaissance kind of thing happening. You know, there's a lot of people, Native artists, putting out some just fantastic, amazing work.
That's about how close I want to go. All the way around.
Producing Native artwork during the first part of the pandemic was the easy part for Michelle Reed.
From March 13th to June 1st, I sat and I did art. I sewed, I beaded.
But then she tried to put on some of her dance regalia.
And that's when I realized how much weight I had gained. I couldn't tie my belt. I was like, whoa, this is crazy.
Reed is another Lac-de-Flambeau tribal member, and she lives in Crystal Falls, Michigan. In addition to her artwork, she's a Native dancer and also manages cultural events at the Waswaganeen Living Arts and Culture Center in Lac-de-Flambeau. Her pandemic-induced sedentary lifestyle, that wasn't okay with her.
Oh yeah, if you're sweating, let us know. See some hearts.
Through her company, Native Dance Fitness, she started doing daily Facebook Live sessions, inviting people to work out to the rhythm of contemporary Native songs and powwow songs. Most days, Reed broadcasts to her thousands of viewers from her home, but the videos often show her in full, colorful regalia outdoors, ignoring the snowy ground to dance in the elements.
Again, we're coming to you live from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and we're at Lake Superior right now. So.
Many times, she gives away a piece of her beadwork after drawing a winner from online workout attendees.
My quads, my knees are feeling it right now, so hopefully you guys are too.
Reed says the five-day-a-week routine habit is just as important for her as for her viewers.
It's become a really great motivator for me and for other people, too. I feel it's very important during this pandemic to continue working out, to continue preparing for that time when we can get back to dancing.
And staying connected with Native culture, she says, is just as important as staying connected to physical fitness.
Have a very beautiful pair of moccasin cuffs.
Greg Johnson's Ojibwe name is Biskakwane, which means sparks of fire. Now, no one would argue the pandemic has been a blessing, but perhaps it's been an unexpected spark to Ojibwe culture.
Who would have thought we'd be learning how to make something so historically amazing. Just sitting at home chilling, drinking tea and talking over the internet. So,
for WXPR's Employed, I'm Ben Meyer. Program support comes from Grow North Regional Economic Development Corporation, a catalyst for economic prosperity in the Northwoods region of Wisconsin, operating in 8 counties and 3 tribal nations. Grow North is currently focusing on workforce cultivation, housing, Northwoods rural prosperity, and broadband solutions. More information about getting involved is online at grownorth.org.